Arbitration request in 1-800 gambler dispute rejected. The dispute between the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, CCGNJ, and the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG, over control of the 1-800 gambler hotline has intensified after the New Jersey Council rejected an arbitration request. The two organizations have been engaged in a legal standoff regarding the future of the widely recognized national number used for problem gambling assistance across the United States. The 1-800 Gambler Hotline has been licensed by the CCGNJ to the NCPG for the past 3 years. During that time, the NCPG paid $150,000 annually to operate the number on a national scale. That license expired in May, and negotiations over renewal have broken down, leading to multiple legal filings and court involvement. The hotline, which originated in New Jersey, has become the primary nationwide contact point for individuals seeking help with gambling-related problems. The contract between the two councils originally included provisions for conflict resolution. If disagreements arose, the parties were expected to pursue mediation, followed by arbitration if mediation did not resolve the matter. On July 9, the NCPG requested mediation in line with that process. The request was denied by the CCGNJ, and the NCPG responded by filing a legal complaint shortly afterward. The dispute quickly escalated into a court battle. In July, the New Jersey Superior Court in Mercer County intervened and granted the NCPG a temporary restraining order. The order required both parties to maintain the status quo, allowing the NCPG to continue managing the hotline until the conflict could be resolved. Arbitration had been scheduled for September 3, raising expectations that the matter might be addressed in that forum. However, the NCPG formally filed a request for arbitration with the American Arbitration Association, AAA, last week. That filing was met with rejection from the CCGNJ the following day. Arbitration moot following license expiration. The New Jersey Council argued that the arbitration request was invalid because the underlying license agreement had already expired in May, effectively removing the contractual basis for arbitration. This rejection has created further uncertainty over the fate of the number's national operation. The CCGNJ has signaled its intention to continue overseeing the hotline on its own, without the involvement of the NCPG. Its stance reflects a broader effort to assert direct control over the 1-800 Gambler brand, which has become one of the most recognizable helpline numbers for problem gambling in the country. The hotline has been promoted by both state and national organizations as a key public health resource. The NCPG has maintained that its stewardship of the hotline ensured consistency and accessibility nationwide. When the council first leased the number, its goal was to build a reliable system that provided one simple point of contact for anyone struggling with gambling-related issues. Every call to the hotline is directed to local resources in the caller's state, and the system includes human response rather than automated chat features. Backup routing ensures that calls are answered even when local call centers are unavailable. Part of the NCPG's work has involved ensuring that quality standards are maintained across all call centers. This has included monitoring call performance, coordinating multilingual support, and expanding access to non-English-speaking populations. These efforts helped the hotline become a nationally recognized resource used by millions of Americans. The NCPG has highlighted the importance of maintaining these features to ensure that people seeking help continue to receive reliable assistance.